Joining us now in the Jimmy Z Hibachi Hotline, it is Wayne Gray. Wayne, typically the analyst for Myrtle Beach High School football on the radio, but since he didn't have Lane Harris tonight, does that mean, Wayne, that you were calling the game?
Well, I wasn't calling it by myself. We always have a very able substitute, Gary Griffin, who used to do the Pelicans baseball when they first started, and he substitutes for Lane and does a nice job on the play-by-play.
Outstanding. I have crossed paths with Gary before. That's very neat that he's able to step in and pinch hit for you guys. Now, a very, very dominant game on paper, Wayne. A 42-7 win over Georgetown. A game that some people thought 2 weeks ago, hey, maybe Georgetown has a shot to take down Myrtle Beach and look at a region title. Obviously doesn't go that way tonight, but how impressive was it to watch it live?
It was an impressive performance. It was senior night here for Myrtle Beach, so it was their last regular season home game. A lot of seniors on this team, particularly being led by, you know, Drayton Arnold and Brandon Sinclair. Drayton, a three-year starter, Brandon, a four-year starter, so bittersweet for those two guys and the other seniors. But Myrtle Beach, I felt last week, played the best game of the year. One of our keys to the game was to build on that momentum, build on the confidence that Drayton Arnold is finding in all of his receivers, particularly Elijah Rice, and they did that. He moved the ball around between five different receivers, and actually Cortez Brown was the leading receiver. Brandon did his usual game of running over 100 yards and also catching a number of balls from a wide receiver position. And defensively played very good, took advantage of an interception that Georgetown had, that Myrtle Beach had on Georgetown in the first half. Kicking game was excellent. Elijah Rice returns a punt return in the fourth quarter, just kind of put an exclamation point on the game at that point in time. But it was a really impressive performance by Myrtle Beach. And as Coach Wilson talks about, this is that point in time in the game where, in the season where you really need to start getting hot and start peaking. And they're doing that, and it's looking really good.
There are two things you can always bank on: Myrtle Beach getting better in the second half of the season and their special teams being excellent. It seems like there's a mixture of that tonight.
Well, and I'm very fond of Mickey Wilson. He and I are very close personal friends and have known each other for a long time. And so I'm going to take the opportunity and give that credit solely on Mickey Wilson. And of course it goes to all of his coaches, but it starts with the head coach. And the thing that separates most head coaches in high school is those two things, is number one, an attention to the details of having a good special team. We've been blessed with some really good kickers over the last several years, and we've got two good kickers this year. But everything else has to be good, and when you have electrifying players like Keontae Sessions and Elijah Rice, you utilize them on punt return and kickoff return. And then also, moving away from attention to detail and special teams, is getting your team better every week. And that's something that Coach Wilson does. He has confidence and trust in his assistant coaches and his players and in his system. And when we watch that team early in the year, now we play a very tough non-region schedule, do that every year. And sometimes we struggle. We don't look as good. This year was even hard with four new receivers, and you kind of change it up, do something different. And he does. He does enough to stay competitive, but this is what we do. This is our system. I trust our players and how we're going to get better. And I try to get out every week and watch a practice or two. I've done that this week, and I've watched them in practice get better, look sharper and more crisp. So peaking at the right time, focusing on the details that separate your team, particularly when you start facing tougher competition as we get into the playoffs.
Now, Wayne, it's easy to understand special teams when you see Brandon Sinclair's three blocked punts a couple of weeks ago, when you see Elijah Rice punt return for a touchdown. That's easy to digest. Same with the offensive skill talent numbers. But the defense has started to play incredibly well, as evidenced by holding Georgetown to 7 tonight. What are some of the things that unit does well?
Well, look at what Quan Ludley is playing exceptional at linebacker. We moved Chase Brill from the defensive line to the middle linebacker. It's taken him the better part of this season to get comfortable in that position. Quan is playing a lot better. He's healthy. Our defensive backfield, we've experienced a lot of injuries back there. Timothy Burgess has been out the last two games. We're having to play Anthony Taylor. Coach Wilson is not afraid to move players around in that defensive backfield. They're getting more confident. Jermani Green is a freshman playing outside linebacker. Who led the B team last year as a running back. That's, again, having a lot of confidence in your players that are out there. And it's just the execution from Coach Owens' defensive squad. And let's think about this. Coach Reggie Austin, who had been a defensive back coach here since before 2000, moves away this year. Coach Sedeska moves to the defensive back coach. Doc C. Moore, who played at Myrtle Beach, works at now the Mary Canny Recreation Center, has coached most of these kids in the rec center. He moves up to coach the linebacker. So best thing that Coach Wilson could do was get Doc Moore in that position to continue with the consistency, and you're starting to see that now in the eighth, after the eighth game of the season with the defense.
He is Wayne Gray, analyst for the Myrtle Beach Seahawks on the radio. Now, Wayne, I know that you're covering the Seahawks and primarily answering questions from a Seahawk perspective, but we did see on Twitter that Jarvis Brown exited the game with an injury. Is there anything that you can share with us about that right now?
I don't know the seriousness of the injury. I did ask Coach Wilson. He said he thinks he'll be okay. It was in the in the mid part of the fourth quarter. Georgetown was driving. They did make a couple of adjustments to be able to make some progress in the second half on offense, but he got tackled on the sidelines. He was helped off by two coaches. It looked like there was banged up on his left leg. As I watched, he sat down on the bench, and it didn't look like he was getting a lot of medical attention, so I think it may just be something that hopefully he will overcome. I hope that's the case. You know, Coach Bradley Adams is an excellent coach at Georgetown. He has a difficult challenge down there. And if you know, his teams have always been injury-plagued. It was either last year or 2 years ago, he was down to a fourth quarterback. Jarvis Brown is about 70-75% of his offensive production. So I hope for his sake and the team's sake he'll be okay. That's the best I can offer you, Lewis.
Yeah, I appreciate that update, and certainly never a good sign when he gets knocked out of a game. But as you mentioned, Coach Wilson thinks he's going to be all right, and it was a contact injury. What terrifies us here is, we're reading news online, Alan Blondin reporting that Brian Edwards goes down with a non-contact injury. They're fearing is significant. That always, because you instantly, of course, think ACL. So we're going to try to get more information on that later on. But the good news tonight, Myrtle Beach looks like a playoff contender at this stage of the game, clicking on all cylinders, peaking at the right time, all of those cliches, dominating 42-7 win tonight. He is Wayne Gray. Appreciate it, Wayne.
Thank you for the time, Lewis.
All righty. Like I said, it's good news that Myrtle Beach is playing this kind of football, because we want to have our show going into the playoffs. And we want to, we want to have good teams to talk about. And unfortunately, if this Edwards injury is serious, it changes the complexion of Conway's season. But this Myrtle Beach team, from what I've seen improvement the last couple of weeks and what other people that have covered games are saying, I mean, it really seems like it's dangerous. I mean, very few schools are going to go into the playoffs this year with an FBS quarterback and an FBS running back, and it seems like Myrtle Beach is starting to have playmakers other than Arnold and Sinclair as well.